We had a garden party in Bedworth with local candidate Mike O'Brien. Mike, you just had a visit from Gordon Brown. How did it go?
Excellent visit. A star was born today. I wish I could say it was Gordon, because I think he's already a star. But no, it was 18-month-old Caitlin Atkins, who sat on the stage and clapped him. And all the media seemed really fascinated by that. But it's very good. Gordon was asked about local issues, and we've got the Conservative County Council proposing to close our local fire station. We're fighting against that. And so Bedworth knows what it feels like to have Tory cuts. And I've been able to say to people, this is just the start. You know, people are outraged that their fire station is being closed. It will put lives at risk. And they say, how can people do this? And the answer is, Tories will do it because it saves money and it makes cuts. And therefore they cut services. And that means teachers, and it will mean police. Last time they cut police in Warwickshire by 11%, the highest cut in the country, last time they were in government. They will do it again. And they will cut teachers. Last time we had parents from Warwickshire having to march in London. Unheard of here, but they marched in London because their teachers were teachers of local children were being sacked in the schools. That was Tory cuts. This can happen again. Bedworth knows how it feels. We could lose our fire station. That's what Tory government could mean. It's what local county council with Tory control means. It could be even worse with a Tory government.
So today's Friday. So the inevitable Friday question is, how did you feel the debate went last night?
I think it went very well. It was an interesting little piece on the local radio station this morning. They interviewed some some service families, people who had young men in Afghanistan or in were just about to go to Afghanistan, and that's a sort of their leadership's important to them. They want to know who's running the country, and they can make sensible decisions because people's lives depend on that sort of thing. And they interestingly said, the first one said he thought. She thought Gordon did best. The second one said she thought Gordon did very well. Third one said she thought Gordon was the best of them. And it got to the fourth one, and that turned out that they said that person said that the Conservative had won. But I thought that was a fairly good reaction from a sort of not scientifically chosen, not cross group of the population, but an important group, because they have service people who are in Afghanistan now or going there, and they wanted to know who was in charge, who was the leader of this country, and they thought after the debate Gordon Brown was.
Thank you very much, Mike.